You are listening to Wake Up or Break Up with your host, LCB. I'm so excited you decided to join me today. Are you ready to get started? Let's go. What's up, you guys? And welcome to a mini question episode. I wanted to do these to kind of talk through some questions that I personally have going through this whole entire process. And this particular question today is something that I have heard very mixed reviews on. I myself have a certain opinion about it, but there are some very, very strong opinions in both directions. So I'm just gonna ask, is the other person like a really bad person? And is that okay to call them a bad person? And here's my thing. I think good people can do bad things. I don't think that because you do something that is not seen as good, I don't think that necessarily makes you bad. Agree to disagree. Okay, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. This is just my humble opinion. But I will say, like, for this coming up episode, we are going to be talking about how I confronted the girl who was hooking up with Joe. And I just could not see her as a bad person, you guys. Like, she did something horrible, like, horrendous. And, well, I mean, I guess when you, like, examine the intention and you examine the circumstances, it's questionable. And it's hard. I'm sitting here thinking I know what I'm going to talk about on this podcast. Like, no, no one is bad. There's no bad people. But then I'm like, is she bad? And we're all entitled to our opinion. And I am always going to be a hopeless romantic. And I'm always going to want to give people the benefit of the doubt. Even if, you know, this girl decides to cheat with 10 more people, I would still have to reflect back on my experience with her before the cheating. And I would say, you know, she's not terrible. She was kind. She was thoughtful. She was a beautiful girl, but very shy, which was interesting to me. You know, I wanted to see her flourish into the person that she was meant to be. And maybe my optimism, maybe my giving people the benefit of the doubt bit me in the ass. It is what it is. I live in a land of sunshine and rainbows. I don't care. I just like people. I like people. And it's gross. It's gross because some people do bad things. And some people do things that hurt other people. And it's terrible, but it's a part of life. And I think I've gotten to the point where I realize that good and bad are all about perception. And it's all about how you were raised, your personal experiences, your own growth, and how you view the world. So if you view the world as a land of possibilities and second chances, you may not think that there are bad people. You just think that there are mistakes and then people learn from them and move on. But if you live in a land of, you know, negativity and doubt, you may think, hell no, there are terrible ass people out there who do terrible ass things, and they should not be forgiven, and they should not be given second chances. And I mean, either side is right, because whatever you view, it's your opinion and it's your truth. It doesn't mean it's the universal truth. It doesn't mean that it's the only thing that matters in the world. It's just what matters to you. And if you choose to be angry, if you choose to label people in both positive and negative ways, then that's how you want to live your life. I don't want to be confined by labels. I make mistakes all the time. I spent the majority of my life trying to be a good daughter, a good student, a good person, a good girlfriend, a good wife, like, F that. Let it go. I mean, unless you don't want to. I mean, if you want to hang on to those labels, freaking hang on to those labels like your life depends on it. I'm letting mine go. And I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to keep giving people second chances. And will I get burned? Maybe. But I mean, I could get burned with the next person. I mean, at least I know what this one's dealing with. And at least I know what we've been through and where we're going. So, you guys, I say all of this to say, is the other person necessarily a bad person? I don't think so. But, I mean, they did something that was really effed up. They did something that hurt a lot of people. And I'm sure they regret it, hopefully, you know, unless they're sociopaths. I don't know. No judgment. But I'm not here. I'm not here to make those final calls. I'm not here to place my truth on all of you or on them. And however they view themselves is how they view themselves. However you guys view them is your choice too. I'm just here to share the story. This is my view. This is my truth. People may not agree, you know, people may listen and think it's dumb, and that's okay. I'm okay with it because that's just where I'm at. And I hope that wherever you're at, you can get to a place where you are just accepting of who you are and where you're at and how you view the world, and that you're able to recognize that even if you're a negative ass person, that that's just your view on the world. And the reason why the world sucks and the reason why you hate so many people and you hate so many things is because that's how you choose to see life, and that's on you. So I hope you guys tune in for episode 2, where I share how I confronted my lovely friend about cheating with Joe. And until then, you guys, I will talk to you later. Have an amazing day. Bye.